Hello and welcome to the Pop Console Podcast. I am your host. My name is Jacob. That was a beer. And let's get all up into this week. We're going to be talking, and by we, I mean me. You're not talking. Fucking idiot. About Detroit Become Human. Last week I talked about Heavy Rain. And you know what? I gotta fucking adjust this because I was gonna stand up. No, I don't want to stand up. I'll fucking sit down. Okay. Yeah, last week I talked about Heavy Rain. This week I want to talk about Detroit. I said I was playing it last week, getting through it. I haven't even taken a sip of that beer yet, and I burped. Anyway, I was, going through it, taking my time, playing a few sections at a time, quitting, playing something else, and I finished it over the weekend. Been thinking about it a little bit, and you know what? It's fresh in my mind, so I'm just gonna talk about it now. Right off the bat, one of my favorite games this generation. I know, it's crazy. And my air conditioning just turned off, and it got incredibly fucking quiet in here, and it's weird. And I wish there was some other kind of background noise that I could leverage. But anywho, so I finished the game, and like I said last week, when I play games like these, I typically only play them once. I just have a go through, and that's pretty much my experience. But in case you didn't listen last week, let me explain a little bit about the game. Detroit Become Human is a game made by a studio called Quantic Dream. They make these story-driven, single-player, choice-based games. So you're making choices, and that choice affects this, and at least in this one and Heavy Rain, if you die in the game, you're dead, game's over. Well, there's multiple characters you get to play through, so that character story is just done, and then, you know, you move on to the next one. It's all up to you on what you want to do. I mean, obviously, there's limited choices, but there's a decent amount of freedom. So that's a pretty broad overview. The game came out in May of 2018. There was just a lot of shit going on in that time. I just didn't want to spend $60. For whatever reason, I was probably, something else came out, I don't know. And I wasn't all that interested for some reason, even though I've loved the past two games they've made. But this was on sale for like $10 in the days of play sale, so I bought it, and currently, as of this recording, it is free on PlayStation Plus, July 2019. So definitely play it if you have PlayStation Plus. But fucking anyway, who cares about the overview? I played this game, and I'll just say, I guess there's not going to be crazy spoilers, but a couple spoilers, I guess. If you don't want to know anything about the game, which I typically do, which is why I don't like reviewing games or reading games in detail, I just like about talking, you know. I like to talk about games with people who have played them. I would go into, like, in-depth stuff, but I really don't like listening about games or reading about games if I'm going to play them. I don't really want to know anything. Same with movies. I'm going to go see a movie this weekend with my mommy, and I just heard it's like insane. That's all I care about. I'm like, cool. Just, I don't need to see a trailer. I don't need to read about it. I'll just sit in the seat and we'll see what happens. But you pretty much know from the trailers of this game, okay, it's about robots or androids are used in everyday life. They're, you know, they're drivers, they're maids, they're, you know, who know? I don't know what fucking they work behind counters, or they, you know, they could be a personal assistant. They can, I mean, they do everything. They're like, they look like people, like really real people, speak like people, act kind of like people. So they're very, very advanced. This is they, you know, very advanced. So the trailers basically show this game as being like, okay, you're going to be robots. You're going to be in control of these robots and these androids, and you're gaining like this, you know, you've got feelings and emotions, but do you have feelings and emotions, and should people treat you like humans? I mean, should they be able to allow to smack you around? You're not real, but are you real? Because your computer brain is telling you things, and it's like, technically, that's all we are. Who? It's crazy, man. It's a crazy game. It really makes you think about it. Like, if we really had these androids, would you be allowed? Should it be legal for you to beat the shit out of one? I don't know. I would wager no. Or at least I wouldn't treat my android like shit. I'd be like, you know, first of all, they're expensive, I would imagine. I think it was like $5,000, if I remember correct. Which actually, that's not even that much money. For a whole fucking person? They don't even need to eat or sleep? You just do whatever you want them to do? That's fucking pretty cool. But yeah, there's whole things about people, they're taking people's jobs, and there's a whole thing, and there's a lot of shit in this game. But I'll just go over a couple of the basics that made me really enjoy the game. Number one, no, it's not even number one. I'll save that one. Just starting off, I mean, Quantic Dream games always look pretty good for the time. Like I said, if you go back and play Heavy Rain, it's a little wonky. The faces are a little weird. The expressions are a little weird. Everything just not quite right. But, and they improved a lot with the follow-up to that game, which I fucking forgot what it's called right now, with Ellen Page, Beyond Two Souls. And this game ups the ante even further, which you would expect. The facial animations are incredible. The eyes look real. Like, you know, I watched a Digital Foundry video, on YouTube, and they showed how the eyes really sell it. They look like there's depth to them. And I remember specifically playing as one of the androids who is a police model. He's like a detective. And I remember when I was walking toward the camera and his head turned and his eyes started to dart back and forth. Like he was actually surveying what was in front of him. And I remember just thinking like, damn, like that's what eyeballs do. So that, I mean, it was convincing to me. You know, who knows, 10 years from now, we could look back on this game and be like, wow, that looks like fucking shit. But I don't know. I think it's pretty damn good. The only thing that bothered me with the detective character, was his hair looks fine, but he's got this like a few strands of hair. They were like disheveled and they kind of blow in the wind. And like, I get that it looks, in certain scenes, it looks like it's realistic, but then sometimes you're like, that's just, you can tell that you've only animated those amount of hair. It doesn't, I would have just made him have a set hair, like a solid head of hair. I don't know. Which is a very, very minor complaint. I wouldn't even say it's a complaint. It's more like I've noticed this now, but whatever. Hey, don't drink and drive. So you should know. Just know that. So the game starts. So this is the very first scene, and it's been in all the trailers and E3 and all this shit, so it's not a huge spoiler, but you start off as the detective android. He's sent in by a company who makes these androids, and he's there to investigate. First of all, he's there to de-escalate a situation with an android who has gone rogue, and he's holding a child hostage. And you have to talk him out of doing that, and maybe you will, maybe you won't. I mean, who knows how many ways it can go. I think you can actually count, but I didn't. So you walk in and you can pick up clues and find out more about the situation, or you could just walk right in and see, you know, if you can talk him down, and it will tell you the probability, the percentage, you know, that you have, what your chances are of actually completing the mission safely and successfully. So, you know, you learn more about him, the android, you learn more about the family, you learn more about maybe why this was happening. And then you go and are you aggressive with him? Are you compassionate? Are you sympathetic? Are, you know, you have to approach it, you know, however you want to approach it. And it's just really compelling, especially because it looks so damn good. And it's really, like, just really engaging. And that's just the beginning. That's the first thing. Then you play a maid character who is a maid or a housekeeper, whatever you want to say, for this fucking shitty guy. Whatever. Like, you go through this whole thing. I don't want to spoil, like, a bunch of stuff, so I'm not going to go into depth with it. And then you're another android who's an assistant to, like, a rich guy, an artist, so on, so forth. You go through all your shit. Now, like I said, I don't want to go too into, you know, I don't really like going into crazy details, but the overview for me on why I think this game is like a must play, and why I was so engaged to the very end of this game, is that you play, is it three? I guess it's three characters. It's the detective, there's the housekeeper, and then the personal assistant. So you're playing two androids. Okay, so the androids who kind of don't want to be androids anymore, they don't want to be servants. They're like, hey, can we just fucking get out of here and live our own lives? They're called deviants because they've deviated from their programming. And the detective who, in the beginning, who you play, who's trying to talk the one deviant down, his whole job not only is to save that little girl in the beginning, but is to find out why this is happening. You know, why are these robots, you know, disobeying their protocols? And so you're playing him. So whatever you think about the plight of these androids, do you want them to be free? Do you think they're just fucking machines and humans should put them in their place? So you're playing the guy who's trying to figure this out, but then you're playing the androids who want to live free lives. And you have to play them kind of... It's just a weird juggling act that is very compelling. Like, you want to do good as a detective because why wouldn't you? But then you're like, well, if I do good, I'm going to catch these motherfuckers. But if you want them to survive, maybe you fudge some things up here. Maybe you don't. Maybe it all converges in a way that you don't want or do want. Who knows? It's up to you. And it's very, I don't know, I've said a bunch of words. I don't know. It's just, I was like, I don't know if I was enthralled. That's a pretty big word. I would say I was enthralled. I kept going like, what is going to happen? What is going to happen? I don't want these androids to, you know, have a shitty fate. But then it's like, I also don't want the detective to have a shitty fate. Like, he's got to do his job. Otherwise, he's going to get fucked up. But then it's like, oh, I don't know what to do. What do I do? So, this beer tastes weird. Maybe it's the soap that I washed out the cup in. Mixing with it or something. That wouldn't be. That's not a bad theory. Anywho, so by the end of the game, I liked it. I liked where it had gone. Even the choices that I made in some of the scenarios at the very end, I'm like, oh God, I gotta do this. I gotta do it. And then it's happening, and I'm like, it's not doing what I want. And then I'm like, fuck, I gotta change course. Do I? I don't know. Like, and like I've said last week, and I make these choices, and choices are done. And here's where I get to the part where I might replay this game. And I don't know if I'll replay the whole thing or I'll just start at this scenario. You can choose what chapter and what scene to go to and then replay it. But the problem for me was I got to a part with one of the characters and I was trying to complete a task. And I don't want to like say anything, I'm just going to dance around it, but I get to an area and I've got to be sneaky. Otherwise I get caught by the police and I'll be fucked. I'm moving around trying to figure out what to do, how to advance. Cause I have to sneak through this area. And I just happened to walk up next to one of these cops and it gave me like a prompt to look at them. But like, so I was like, oh, maybe I have to steal something from him. And I got too close, I guess. And a cutscene happens and the cops, they scan me and they go, there's a fucking android. And they shoot me dead. End of game for you. And I was like at the end of the game. So like, I'm not bothered when I make a decision that turns out to be shitty, even though if it's something I don't want to have, like when I said last week, when my wife jumped out the window and she died, like, even though that sucks, it's like, well, that happened. This was like, I walked next to someone. I didn't choose, like, I don't know. It sucked. And I was like, I'm going to redo this. Because that's not, I didn't like make a decision. I just got too close to a person. I was like, this is pissing me off. So I go to do it. And then it's, I don't know. The game said something like it'll erase some progress or some shit. I don't know what it said. And I didn't want to undo any of the other shit. So I just said, okay, that's the end of her story. It was the housekeeper android. So I want to go back and see what happens if I were to play it like I would have, but I didn't get caught in that scenario. Same thing happened earlier when I was trying to hide, and it was like, oh, you can pick up an umbrella and like hide your face. And I go to pick it up and I press the button, but I didn't press it right. And like, it was like a stick movement. Didn't press it right. And then she puts the umbrella back in that awkward fucking way that I hated about Heavy Rain. And then the cops saw me and they were like, go fucking get her. And I still managed to escape because there was a chase scene. And I would imagine maybe the chase scene wouldn't have happened if I grabbed the umbrella. But nothing catastrophic happened. I didn't die. This one, immediately. They were like, hey, it's a fucking robot. Bang, bang. Shoot me dead. And I was pissed because I was very interested in the end of her story. I made a lot of mistakes in her version or her chapters. But so I think I might go back and see what I can do differently. Maybe I'll get the platinum. I got like a lot of the trophies. And like I said, I don't really like doing that, but I did really enjoy playing the game. And I would like to see some different outcomes of the game. I played the other two stories played exactly the way I wanted. What I call him? The assistant guy. So his story, I made all the decisions the way I wanted. No matter what was happening around me, I was like, I'm sticking to my guns. These are my decisions. No matter who hates me in the game, no matter what consequences happen, good or bad, I'm going this direction. And it worked out kind of good. I mean, there's... depends on, you know, what you do, but I was happy with that, and I was happy the way with the other detective turned out. But there's a lot of scenarios in this game that's they're very compelling. I think it's written very well. I think for some reason, first of all, the dialogue of all the other humans or all the androids are very so, like, okay, androids who are quote unquote working properly, there is some sort of a tell. They have like this almost blank demeanor to them, and you can just tell versus what they call them. I just said the word. Deviant. I was going to say defective, but the deviants, they act more human. They act like they have emotions. They're scared. And the point of that is that's what the detective says. He goes, they don't have emotions, but they're tricked into thinking that they're scared or whatever. Which, I mean, if you think about it, isn't that just what humans are? I mean, if our brain is just electrical signals and all kinds of shit, it's just a computer. Think about that. You know, I'm not a doctor. I can't tell. I don't know, but that's what the game will make you think about. Anyway, I mean, if it's a machine and the machine is screaming, don't hurt me, and you're stabbing it, I feel like as a human, you'd be like, Jesus, I don't want to hurt this thing. It's fucking, it hurt. But does it hurt? I don't know. So yeah, I wouldn't beat the shit out of my android though. I won't stab my android. That's fucked up. Treat my fucking robots nice. But the android who is the detective, for some reason I really liked his voice, his like voice acting and his whole character. I thought it was really well done. I thought they were all really well done, but for him in particular, I really liked. And I do want to mention that back in the, was it the PS3 days? I think it was a tech demo for, let me look this up. Oh, and you know, I forgot to mention that Digital Foundry, they did a video on that, on the game where he specifically mentions like the eyes and the demeanor of the characters changes with deviant versus non-deviant. And I just want to point that out because when I watched that video, I was like, oh yeah, you are right. That is, you know, it's very subtle, but you can tell. Let me see if I can type this in. Quantic Dream. I gotta look at this up. So, I don't know. I'm looking on a Wikipedia about this tech demo. And I don't know what to do here. So, they made a tech demo. Quantic Dream made a tech demo during the PlayStation 3 about an android who is getting built, and this guy is talking to the android. So they're putting the arms and legs and all the shit on it, and he's like, this is your name. You're like, your name's Kara. And she's like, oh, my name's Kara. He's like, this is what you're going to do. He's like, oh, this is my purpose. And then he's like, she says something that's like a deviant, like she has feelings or something. And he's like, oh, you're not supposed to have feelings. And they start taking her apart. And she's like screaming. She's like, please don't turn me off. Like, I don't want to die. And then the guy, you know, is like, oh shit. Well, he feels bad, so he lets her go. And it's just, it was just a tech demo, just to show the facial animations and the emotion and the eyes and whatever. So that same actress, same name, same premise, makes it into Detroit. It was a tech demo, and she is in the game as a character, as Kara or Kara. I thought that was cool. I don't know. That's just a little aside there. You can find that on YouTube. Just type in Kara Quantic Dream or E3. I don't know if it's E3. But, yeah, I thought it was cool. And it looked good back then, but it looks way better now. So you can see the graphical leap there. Yeah. Okay. Detroit Become Human. Like I said, it is free on PlayStation Plus currently. I recommend, absolutely recommend, downloading it. Even if you have to pay for it later on down the line, I still recommend it. And interestingly enough, there is a retro sale going on as of this recording. And Indigo Prophecy is on sale. It's a PS2 classic on the PlayStation 4 store. And if I'm correct, let's see, it was also made by Quantic Dream. It sure was. And it is a game about choice, if I'm correct. Yeah, it's a choice-based game. And I'm considering purchasing it. It is on the cheap right now. I think it's about $7. It's usually 15. Never played it. It was a PS2 game. Don't even know what it's really about. I think you wake up in a bathroom and you've murdered somebody. And you're like, did I? What? I'm interested in it. Especially because it's on the cheap. But I have so many games I'm playing right now. I just started playing Days Gone. I'll have thoughts about that way down the line. Because it's an open world game. And who knows if I'll finish it. But yeah, Detroit, go play it. Fucking just play it. It doesn't take that long. I recommend it. Play it with a fucking significant other. Have them shout out shit. You know, whatever. That's going to do it for this episode. If you would like to get in touch with me and possibly, you know, chat about choice-based games, things of that nature, you can find me on Twitter at PopConJacob. That's PopConJacob. I appreciate you taking the time to listen to this. If you did, thank you. Again, I'll see you next week.